Many people want to buy that white picket fence, their own home. On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Kerry Colloquio is here talking about the process of buying that home. Is it complicated these days to buy a house or to sell a house?
Yes and no. Certainly in today's environment, there are a lot of people who want to buy property. And so I would say that they need to act quickly.
Is it easier for you and for your clients if they've gotten all the paperwork in advance? They have everything they need to convince a bank that the bank ought to loan them all this money to buy the house.
Well, buyers can certainly, when they give an offer, they can have a pre-approval letter from a bank, but a pre-approval letter is not binding on the bank, and it's not specific to this transaction. So after the offer is made and after the contract is entered into, there's quite a bit of work that still needs to be done. They're still going to need to provide quite a bit of information to the bank, and it's a very it's a process that requires them to really be on their toes and continue to connect with the bank.
The numbers I've seen suggest people buying houses are a little older than they used to be. They may have significant college loans. They may have been married before. Is it a less simple process to get that mortgage to buy the house than it used to be?
It's certainly more complicated than it used to be. We used to see people getting mortgages with just providing a bank statement or pay stub. Now they're really looking into the individuals quite a bit more and also looking into the collateral to protect themselves.
Do people who are buying a house understand the process, whether they lived in a house their family owned or whether their parents didn't own?
I don't know that people really understand the process. It's something that you should really have a professional help you with. It's something that we deal with every day. But for the average consumer, it's something that they only do once every 7 years.
7 years doesn't sound that complicated.
If it's something that you don't do very frequently, then, you certainly need to. And also, it's just a completely different environment.
Do you get this? Why does it take so long? Question.
It does take a long time. New York State is a lien state, and so in other states, you could close an escrow and resolve issues after closing. In New York State, the day of closing, you're going to be recorded as the title holder. So anything in the chain of title, anything in the history of that property has to be resolved before you get to the closing table.
And then they sit at the closing table and just write check after check?
They'll bring checks with them, and hopefully they'll be prepared for what that is. There's a HUD-1 settlement statement that everyone will get that's doing a mortgage, and that will detail every penny of the transaction for them. And they should really be going over this with their attorney prior to closing, so they'll be aware of what they're paying for. And it's generally broken down to one check for them, and they'll have a number of documents that'll explain what went into that figure.
Are you seeing more single-person purchases?
I think a lot of people are certainly wanting to get into the market. There are every house that I'm seeing or the majority of them are having multiple offers. So people are trying very hard to get into the market and to buy houses right now.
The traditional purchase in Buffalo is a double. People say, well, if we have the other apartment rented out, we have just enough income to pay the mortgage every month. Are people going back to doubles?
I think people have always been interested in doubles. Doubles are particularly hot in our area. And the reason for that is that they can have that additional income and then they can move on from there as their family grows or as they expand and keep that as an income property. They make a lot of sense for a lot of people, and the values are reflecting that.
Do people who are first-time purchasers understand what they're getting into?
Maybe. Any home has a lot of risk involved. There's no home that's perfect. There's no home that isn't going to require repairs. And home ownership is a very big undertaking. There's a lot of insurance products out there, though, that try to minimize that risk for them. There's title insurance. There's homeowners insurance. I think that it's something that, as you grow up, that's just something that you learn to take on, and you learn that it's a risk and you have to roll with it.
Today here on You and the Law, Kerry Colloquio has been here, and we've been talking about buying that house. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.